We can start recording. Bonjour.
I regret to begin with an hour. We are an hour late. It's very bad for us. It gives a bad image of our work and of our group. So this is the last session. We wanted to have a 90-minute session. We have divided it in two parts. First, we wanted to present you the ICANN community. And then in the second part, we wanted to speak about you. We wanted you to take the floor to tell us how you saw this capacity building, etc. So I'm going to be brief. And I'm going to speak to explain you how the ICANN works. So as you all know, I think you must know it now. So as you all know, ICANN is made of three parts. Please, we are late. We need to work now. So three parts, the board, second part, the staff, and third part, the community. So I like to speak about the ICANN community today. The ICANN community is made of two families, the support organization family and the advisory committee family. The supporting organization are in charge to produce the policies to ICANN and propose them to the ICANN board, who will accept or not accept these advices. If it doesn't accept these advices, it can ask the supporting organization to improve this advice. Supporting organization have to advise the board about anything, particularly about the policies developed by the supporting organizations. So we have three supporting organizations we have three supporting organizations and four advisory committee. The support organizations, we are going to speak about that first. The support organization, the first one is the Address Support Organization, ASO. And the mission of the ASO is to develop the policies related to the IP address and to advise the board about the allocation of the IP addresses. The ASO Council is called the ASO Council. It's made of 15 members from the community of regional registries of the Internet, as AFRINIC, APNIC, etc. That is to say, three from each regional registry. So the composition is similar as the ALAC composition. The second supporting organization is the country code name supporting organization, CCNSO, and I will present it as the supporting organization of the country code names. The mission of the CCNSO is to develop the policies related to the domain, the first level domain from country code, top level domain, CCTLDs. The CCNSO Council is made of 10 members selected by the CCTLD, country code top level domain. That is to say, the managers of the top level domains and the CCTLDs. Eh? WAFA is part of these CCTLDs, for example. So the 10 who are selected by the CCTLD and 3 members who are nominated by the NOMCOM organization. The other supporting organization, the last one, is the GNSO. GNSO is Generic Name Support Organization, the supporting organization of the generic names. So it is the supporting organization that is the most difficult to present because it has 2 chambers, the contracting parties and the non-contracting parties chambers. Why do we speak about this? We speak about it because this chamber has the registries and the registrars. And as you know, they are contracted by ICANN. So we